You are welcome to Dream Prayers with Evangelist Joshua Orihe. We are looking on a topic, attacking the powers before they attack you in the dream. Attacking the powers before they attack you in the dream. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. If the devil is coming in your dream to steal from you, you must attack them. If the devil is coming in your dream to destroy you, you must attack them. If the devil is coming in your dream to kill you, you must attack them. As long as your spiritual life is low, the enemy will keep on attacking you. As long as your prayer level is very low, the enemy will keep on disgracing you, messing up your life in the realm of the spirits. As long as the enemy can keep you ignorant for too long, definitely the enemy will keep on having a field day against you. Many believers are suffering untold hardships in various aspects of their lives, in their marriages, in their relationships, in their health and finances. Why? Because these people have allowed the devil to keep attacking them in their dreams. God has given man the power to paralyze the devil. God has given man the power to defeat the principality and wickedness of the wicked. Many have the power to confront and to win over the devil. But unfortunately, these people cannot use this power very well. While some people have the powers, but the demonic agents are afraid to come near them. The fact that you have the power of God in you does not mean that the enemy will not test you. The enemy will throw a small arrow at you in a dream. If they see that you are affected by that arrow, they will attack you more in your dreams. But if they throw a bigger arrow at you in a dream, and they notice that the arrow did not attach you or come near you, they will believe that the Holy Spirit is at work in your life to stop their works, to defend and to protect you from their demonic dream attacks. You have to be physically and spiritually ready against the enemy assigned to attack you. Even God will not be happy when he sees that you are always attacked in your dreams, despite your prayer and fasting. Do you notice that the more you pray violent prayers, the more the dream attacks? Why? Because you have different powers fighting you spiritually. You have the powers in your father's house attacking you. You have the powers in your mother's house waging war at you in the dream. You have the powers in your family never resting on your case in order to silence you. You have the powers from the evil altar fighting you as well. Even the people that does not wish you well in life, their spirit is always coming after you in the dream. You can see that you have a lot of demons working hard to stop you from fulfilling your destiny. They will fail in Jesus' name. You must be ready to attack the enemy before they attack you. Your spiritual life must always be on fire for God in such a way that even when demon comes near you, they will be consumed to ashes immediately. There are lots of believers today that are prayer addicts in the real life, but cold spiritually. When your spiritual life is cold, any negative dream you come across will trouble you. You will try to bind the powers in your dream, or you even try to escape in that dream. You will find it hard to do so. For example, you may find yourself holding a weapon in the dream, but because your spiritual level is low, the enemy will collect the weapon from you and use it against you in the dream. A lot of believers are in this category today. The way out, ask God to fight on your behalf and protect your glory. I pray for you today. You shall not be wasted in that battle. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will arise and fight for you. In the name of Jesus, your sword will not be taken away from you. In the name of Jesus, the arrows fired against you shall not touch you again, but backfire in the name of Jesus. May God save you from your enemies and protect you from danger. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord baptize you with power, with authority over your enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ, any trap, any net that the enemy has set against you in the dream, it will cast them in the name of Jesus. Let the banner of divine protection be upon you now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Thanks for listening tonight. You can call or WhatsApp me on this number, 0909-899-9992. 0909-899-9992. This is Evangelist Joshua Orihe. God bless you.
You have just listened to Dream Prayers with Evangelist Joshua Orike. Join us for another edition next week, Wednesday and Friday, same time, same station. For prayers and counseling, please call 090-989-99992, 090-989-99992, or contact Evangelist Orike at 149B Ekoro Road, Ekoro, Abule Egba, Lagos.